good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Hello. It's a wonderful day. I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. News that you can use. Can you believe we're already in August? Oh my goodness, what a summer it has been. I want to invite you to listen on KSLM.news, streaming live. Tell your friends and family, and don't forget to like us on Facebook, KSLM Radio. We are news that you can use. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you. And if you have an idea of a great story, someone that you know that's been impacted in our community that you think we'd like to share over the airways, let me know. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. Want to thank our friend Bill Sunderland with Country Financial Sunderland Agency for being a sponsor of The Morning Show. 503-885-0789 is how you get a hold of him. And we're just enjoying a wonderful time together. There is a wonderful event coming up that I want to share with you. And in the studio today with me is someone who always has something going on. And he tries to come and do a check-in with us at least once, maybe twice, here at KSLM News, letting us know what's happening. It's our very own friend and your friend, too, Baron Robinson. Hello, Baron. How are you? Our kicking cancer guy. It's Casey and Stacy in the morning, right? It's
Casey and Stacy show, yep.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm glad you actually said my name because I went out in the community the other day and I said my name and they didn't know who I was. And I said the kicking cancer guy. Oh, yeah, I know who you are.
You have this this other personality, huh?
Right.
Well, we've had an eventful month. Last month, it was fun to come together and share how much we were facing fear, right? We had the seminar. You had the seminar, I believe, what day was that?
The 18th of July,
oh,
yeah.
Man, where does the time go? And it was a great seminar, and it was right after there was this huge shift in our community about mandatory masks and people a little afraid, but there were brave folks that came out. The venue was beautiful, Honky Tonk Bar and Grill. Yeah. You had a great attendance. It always could be more, of course, but some lives were impacted, Baron.
Well, and the amazing thing you say, you know, two or 3 days before that event was when Governor Brown dropped the number to 10,
mm-hmm.
but there were some caveats to that. And I fielded phone calls literally for 2 days trying to tell people the event is still on because if you are a church or place of business that the 10 didn't apply.
Mm-hmm.
And Diana that owns that place, she had food going. You could order. We had lunch. And mm-hmm. it was a place of business where we had a workshop. And you know, God just made sure that we still had that thing happen. And you had done this thing the day before.
Yes.
Right down at the Capitol. Mm-hmm. And two people showed up because they heard you mention it the day before.
Yes.
And both of those people, their lives were literally changed that day. It was just awesome.
Well, and it's so good to connect. And I will continue to say I'm on these treasure hunts for people. And certainly you're a treasure that I've met along the way.
Thank
One of the
you.
First
thank
treasures
you.
That I met. And what a great opportunity to connect with people. And tell us a little bit about Kicking Cancer. For those of us maybe first time they've ever heard about Kicking Cancer, tell us about the organization.
So the organization is almost 2 years old. We were officially formed November 8th of 2018. And in July, it was a not-for-profit, and by November, we had made it into a non-profit. And then I had to learn an awful lot of stuff. Like, I've spent most of my life in the for-profit world, you know. Restaurants and grocery stores, and budgets are way different than nonprofits, and fundraising is a whole new concept for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to learn an awful lot, awful fast.
Right.
But we had a really big mission. And I told somebody one time as a comparison, if you're on a cruise ship, they don't exactly turn on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot to get a ship to change directions.
Right.
I mean, there's a reason why the Titanic shrunk. So mm-hmm. you can't turn it immediately when you see the iceberg. And there are some things happening in our society that have been brewing for 50 years, in my opinion. And we're trying to make a shift. And mm-hmm. shifts are hard. And and people get stuck in their ways and the way they think. And so I had a belief, I had an idea that I started in July that we turned to a nonprofit in November. And it's a really simple idea. We want to significantly reduce cancer by empowering people through education to take control of their own body. At the same time, financially and emotionally support those families that are in the fight and families right here in our community. And we've been able to do that pretty successfully for 2 years.
And even amidst the COVID shutdown and the rearranging, your mission continues. You've been doing Zoom seminars, interaction, following up with people. You're continuing to work on the nonprofit, growing and building your board of directors. How many are on your board now?
Well, and I think I can probably publicly say that we're thrilled that you're on our board, Stacey. we have seven on our board. We have a very diverse board. For those that might know Mitch Graff's name, he was the president of the Volcanoes. He owns like seven businesses, very entrepreneurial. I'm always looking for new income streams for the organization. Our president is actually one of the national directors for FEMA. So she's been doing that for 13 years. She heads into different disasters. She was down in Sacramento dealing with the Paradise Fire situation. So she brings a lot of organizational knowledge, but also some, you know, how to maneuver through some of these government agencies, which that'll be part of our future conversation with this other person that's in the room with us. But, you know, but we just realized that what we've done for 50 years isn't working. We're not, we've flattened the curve on deaths. There's about 600,000 people per year dying in the United States from cancer. But every year there are more and more and more new cases from the year before. And the prediction for this year is 1.8 million new cases of cancer in the United States.
Wow.
So we're not stopping the new cases. We flattened the curve on the deaths, but there's just so many more new cases. And you know, part of what I want to talk about is the fact that the pharmaceutical industry has created a never-ending stream of money for themselves in dealing with those new cases.
You know, when I worked years ago for tobacco prevention and trying to make smoke-free indoor space in South Dakota on a campaign. It was my job. I was the organizer. One of the community organizers before, you know, community organizer wasn't a good name, a good word. This was in the early 2004. And I always said in that job, and my grant was under the American Cancer Society. I worked for Tobacco-Free Kids, but the grant was facilitated through American Cancer Society. And I always said, I want to make it so I don't have a job anymore. That is my goal and my purpose, to work myself out of a job. Right? Now, you think about the progress that's been made, and certainly moving here to Oregon, you can't even imagine being in a honky-tonk bar and grill or bowling alley in Oregon and having smoke there. It's in the last few years, how many years it's been since Oregon has been smoke-free. It's not a part of our thinking anymore. It's like, oh, they had smoking indoors? You know, like these young kids being... Yes, they did. And look at what the change that we made. Change is possible. We can make a difference.
Yeah. You mentioned something about working out of a job, and I've mentioned this quote to you before. There was a Pulitzer Prize winning person in the early 1900s named Upton Sinclair. Many people know his book called The Jungle. He exposed the problems in the meat packing industry 100 years ago. But he said, it is difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on his not understanding it.
Wow. That's pretty profound when you think about the industry and keeping everything afloat for a purpose. You know, you wonder sometimes if these people really do want to see a solution. They want. We talk about it here all the time that we want to be a part of the solution. We want to bring the facts out and face the fear, but we want to be a part of the solution. That's what I love about Kicking Cancer, the organization. What is the website for Kicking Cancer?
It's kicking, you got to add the G, kicking-cancer.org. That's our website. And interestingly, you mentioned the solution because our legal name in Oregon is We Are the Solution.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's our legal name. We Are the Solution.
That's something you want to be a part of. How can people get involved with Kicking Cancer?
The biggest thing that we need right now in this We Are the Solution is both We Are the Solution has a Facebook page. So does KC Guy, Kicking Cancer Guy. You guys have information out there. Share it. If we say something and you like it, share it with your friends. If you have information, comment. Keep the knowledge moving forward, because we're going to empower each other. And the reality is, the pharmaceuticals aren't doing it. The government's not doing it. They're not trying to find a cure, because they've created this never-ending stream of money that mm-hmm. they're making on this horrible, horrible disease.
Mm-hmm. And it does impact people. It doesn't seem to be fair in how people are facing cancer either, because there's those that have really good insurance. Those don't have such good insurance, or the uninsured at all. I mean, there's just so many varieties in overcoming once you get diagnosed, and it seems like the big pharma, to me, manipulates that a bit too. And I really want to get into that part of the conversation when we get into this next segment. Tell me a little bit about, you've got an event coming up you have in August.
So this Saturday, the 8th of August, this Saturday coming up, back at the Honky Tonk Grill.
Okay.
There's a young lady down in Lebanon. She has muscular dystrophy and multiple sclerosis, and she's already survived cervical cancer. She's got all the blood markers to get leukemia.
Mm.
And the first part of June, her husband died unexpectedly of a heart attack.
Wow.
So if life hadn't thrown her enough curves, out of the blue, her husband dies of a heart attack. And so we're doing a fundraiser this Saturday at Honky Tonks. We've got 10 bands lined up. It's going to be a full-day event. Just come have some fun. There's a ton of things going on. Epic Fitness is doing a car wash for us. They're going to donate a portion of all day long, food sales all day long. Diana's just really stepped up to help things
happen.
And
what time does this start?
The real activities will be later in the evening. They'll start at about 4 o'clock, but the bands are going to kick off at 1 in the afternoon. There will be a band going all day long.
Oh, incredible. And is there admission cost
nope.
to come? So
nope.
the proceeds,
The bands are donating their time.
Wow.
So they're not charging for the bands.
Yeah, no. So that's August 8th on Honky Tonk Bar and Grill. And it starts at 1, the band start. There's no cost to attend, but they'll be taking donations and a percentage of the food cost.
Yeah, so really what you're doing is you're just coming to have some food at Honky Tonks,
mm-hmm.
and then they're going to donate a percentage. So your cost is nothing.
And bring your checkbook or your debit
Please.
Card, because this is a fundraiser for this individual, and it would go to support her and encourage her, right?
Well, and with all of her medical conditions, it's hard for her to support herself now, and now her husband's gone, so financially, she's in big time need. And that's what we're about. We're about supporting people right here in this community.
Well, and people think the Hokey Pokey is what it's all about. No, it's community being together, encouraging one another, and eradicating cancer, right?
That's the goal.
When we come back from this break, we're going to talk a little bit about Big Pharma and some solutions we have with that. And it includes a wonderful woman who's joined us in the studio. You'll get to hear more in a minute. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. KSLM, news that you can use on this day and every day. Want to remind you, tell your friends and family to like us on Facebook at KSLM.radio. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you, no matter where you're listening. Maybe you're in Salem, maybe you're in Silverton. Perhaps you're in South Dakota, Arkansas, Oklahoma. We've picked up Arizona and Texas. Thank you for tuning in. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacy Ann, and I have just been so thankful for this organization, Kicking Cancer, that has been in my life. And I'm excited. I get to join the board and we get to help develop. And that's something that you may or may not know of me. I've worked in nonprofit background. I've worked with many organizations in their development stages. The first particularly 2 years of a nonprofit, it's very difficult. If they mature past the 2 years, it's a huge celebration. Past the 2 years, a lot of times you can get funding and start writing for grants and things. It's kind of a prove it phase, and to have this organization already upon the 2 years is an exciting thing. To be a part of that and help grow it is so exciting. I just about 3 weeks ago found out a very good friend of mine who lives in Colorado has been diagnosed with cancer and has started the whole treatment. And I tell you, friends, this is something I know you've been impacted by. If not personally, someone close to you or someone maybe within your family or a friend of one of your children, someone's been impacted by cancer. And it is my dream and wish. I've lost a grand grandfather to cancer. My mom's a survivor of cancer. It does affect our family, and it affects our day-to-day lives. And when I found out my friend Joyce was diagnosed, and I've been watching her story, and she is such a woman of courage anyway, but she had beautiful blonde hair, and her husband helping her shave her hair as she goes through radiation and treatments and things and keeping her in prayer. She just still has a beautiful smile and is still conquering through this. But I'm thinking, what else is out there? How can we help someone like this? How can we help cancer not be an issue to begin with? And I think part of the solution is things like Kicking Cancer, getting the information out there, making a difference. And there was this article just in the paper that I just saw that even dealing with COVID, you know, COVID-19, and they're talking about vaccinations and solutions, there are doctors out there treating people for like $300, like a nebulizer and an inhaler and things that are already out there. And then you see this article that says, yeah, the big pharmaceutical companies are so excited to gain profits off of the immunization and the vaccination of COVID. And I'm thinking, no, why do people want to make money off of people like my friend Joyce or like my grandmother who survived COVID-19 by their medications and things? And I understand there's money and costs and going into bringing therapies that help people along. But this big pharma thing is a concern of mine. And when we talk about this, Baron, big pharma, you know, I know you have some statistics and information too. Talk to me a little bit about that with cancer.
Well, first off, the book that I reference on your show, anyone can go buy this. It is called Chris Beat Cancer. It's written by a guy named Chris Wark.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been out since 2018. So he has all the sources in the back of this book. So anyone that wants to go, well, where did Baron come with that? It came out of this book, and Chris did the research on it. But he says in here, the pharmaceutical industry has spent billions of dollars to convince Americans that patent drugs are the answer to all our ailments. But in most cases of chronic diseases like cancer, drugs don't cure us.
Hmm.
And currently, half of Americans take one prescription drug a month, 21% take three, and 10% of Americans take more than five prescription drugs a month. Americans spend twice as much money as any other developed nation in the world on drugs.
Now, I had a guest a couple of weeks ago talking about some natural methods of healing, and he said if you're over 60 years old, the likelihood of being on two or three medications just for your day-to-day life, whether it be blood pressure or this or that, is really high. And so I think it's an accepted norm that people will be on medications, and I don't see enough. Maybe I'm not looking properly, but I don't see enough people doing what they can do preventatively in their day-to-day lives to prevent cancer for even being a possibility.
Well, and that's kind of our catchphrase. We're proactive to prevent.
Mm.
And I mean, there's cases where you just can't control it. You know, it's a gene mutation and you're going to get it and you didn't know it, but you do everything you can not to.
Mm-hmm.
So we're about showing you ways that you can proactively prevent getting cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of become my saying now, I'm not afraid to die. I just don't want to be my fault.
Ooh, that's good.
I want to do everything I can to stop it from happening,
mm-hmm.
You know?
That's good. Well, and I know we can make a difference by making sure that we can stop big pharma from having so much influence and control. What do you think is the solution to that?
Well, no, it's interesting you said stop big pharma, because in 2003,
mm-hmm.
the government tried.
Oh.
So there was a Congress passed, it was called the Medicare Prescription Drug Improvement and Modernization Act.
Mm-hmm.
And that was passed in 2003. The purpose of it was to cap the markup on cancer drugs at 6%.
Mm-hmm.
And many of your listeners know I work at Costco. One of my friends works in the pharmacy, and I read it to her. It took her a millisecond to say, I don't believe it. She says, there's no way that they're stopping at 6%.
Wow.
And she's a pharmacist.
Oh, wow.
And the law's been around for 17 years. So they're not following the law.
So there has been some congressional oversight to try to cap it, but what you're saying is no one's following it.
There's no oversight of the law that's in place.
Mm-hmm. So it's like having a law in town and no sheriff to enforce it, in a sense.
Exactly.
It's on the books, but if no one enforces it.
Well, and I asked my friend the pharmacist, I said, so what's the solution? She says, I can't do anything. She says, all the prices are dictated to us by the manufacturer, and the payment is dictated by the insurance companies. So basically, the pharmaceuticals and the insulins are in bed together to control the pricing, and the pharmacist at Costco or Walmart or wherever have no say in this at all.
Wow.
And there's a law in place that's not being enforced.
Well, when we continue the conversation coming up, we're going to bring in this beautiful, I keep talking about this beautiful woman that's in the studio with us, and I'm excited about having Amy Courser in the studio, and we're going to talk about why she thinks it's important to kick cancer and what we can do about big pharma. She's got some big plans. I'm excited for her to share with us her thoughts on the issue. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Glad to have you along on this fabulous day. Lots going on around the community. I want to remind you, if you have a special event going to happen soon that you want to let us know, certainly we'd love to put it on our community calendar. Email me, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. In the studio hanging out with me today, we have the Kicking Cancer Guy, also known as Baron Robinson. And we're hanging out talking about cancer and how we're going to eradicate it from our lives, hoping that in the future, it won't even be, you will look back on this time and go, oh, there was cancer? You know, can you imagine how wonderful that would be if we could get to that point where we're living healthy and it really isn't an issue we have to contend with? And we were just kind of sharing off mic personal stories of people that we know that are dealing with it right now and how it affects our lives. And in the studio right now with me as well is Amy Courser, and she is running for Congress, 5th District. Welcome. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, here's something really cool. You know, I've told you this. I'm on treasure hunt all the time. You're another treasure that I've met along the way. And it's so fun to know that you know Baron, and you both are friends, and you are so supportive of Kicking Cancer. Talk to me a little bit about how this impacts you and why you're so engaged in this movement.
Sure. Well, thanks for letting me share my story with you as well. You're right. Cancer touches all of our lives in so many ways. I mean, even sitting here listening to you, I just get emotional about it. And I don't think anyone can say it hasn't touched their lives. But I know I actually was on the board of Cancer Society here in Marion County for several years. And I lost my favorite person in the world to cancer, and that was my grandmother. So there's not a minute that goes by I don't think of her. And I know several people can identify with that. And as you know, I'm getting ready to celebrate my first anniversary here with my new husband, but he lost his wife to cancer, and he is a widow to cancer. And so I'm very respectful of his history, and that so many people have struggled with cancer. And it's really one of my passions for running for Congress, one of my purposes, and that is to fight big pharma, because I don't think we have done a very good job at that. So as I sit here and listen to you, it's obvious I'm correct. So unfortunately.
Right. And when you think about the influence, and even Baron mentioning last segment about Congress trying to have some oversight, trying to cap the income potential of the drugs that these folks need to, or at least the industry is telling them they need, I'll rephrase that a little bit, to survive and to live a life. You've come across a lot of that, haven't you, Baron, of people in their lives trying to figure out how they're going to pay for this, and the influence of big pharma, the pharmacy there at Costco, and the gal sharing with you that, no, it's not capped at 6%. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, I think that even more than all these amazing statistics that I just always seem to be able to dig up, there was a lady in Tualatin, just north of us, found me on Facebook and said, can I buy one of your shirts? I said, sure, they're $15, $5 if I have to ship it to you, or I can bring it to you since you live in Tualatin. So she mailed me a check, and I drove up to Tualatin there at Bridgeport Plaza. This 80-year-old lady just found out that she had breast cancer.
Wow.
And she said something really impactful to me. She said as they were going through the treatments with her, they were suggesting that she do radiation, but that it would have side effects. And so they might have given her some quantity of life, but maybe not quality of life. And she said, you know what? No. If I get 3 good months with my grandkids versus 6 months that I don't feel good, I don't want to do that. And I think that's a key that people need to realize that, you know, maybe they do have a drug that will give you some quantity. It's not going to cure the problem. It's going to extend your life.
Right.
But at what price?
Yeah. What's
the quality of
this? This is real life up close, and people are impacted financially, right? Talk about the bankruptcies that happen. You know, medical bankruptcy, I think you were giving me some statistics one of the highest reasons is because of costs medically, right?
Well, they did bankrupt. A study in the state of Washington, just north of us, and they did the study between 1995 and 2009, so a 15-year study. You were 2.5 times more likely to file for bankruptcy if you'd gone through cancer. And if you were younger, and we're seeing more and more kids in their 30s getting cancer, you are 5 times more likely to file for bankruptcy if you were dealing with cancer.
Wow. And when you hear about this, Amy, and you hear about the influence of big pharma, and I don't even begin to understand how that even works, but I know there's a lot of lobbying that goes on in Congress. What insight can you give me, and how do you know candidates here in Oregon, the incumbents, in a sense, in congressional districts and the senators, how have they been influenced? And they take donations from these lobbyists and things?
That's right. So that's a long conversation, but sure. To hit the highlight, unfortunately, because the money is so deep, and the I think it's corrupt, personally. I think that when you charge $70,000 for one pill in 1 month, that is sheer corruption, and you can't call it anything else. So I watch these pharmaceuticals take advantage of these families, and there's no accountability. So we can have bills and legislation, but if we don't provide accountability to follow up to make sure that they're being enforced, then what good are they, right? So we don't have leadership, unfortunately, that are providing the accountability, or that are, it matters to them and they're fighting that good fight, and that's something that's I'm passionate about. But we can create incentives, and there's things that are, this affects so many people, not just financially, like we're talking about the bankruptcy, but it affects their jobs, it affects their household incomes. We have so many people on fixed incomes. Our elderly cannot afford a $17,000 pill. It's absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And it's disrespectful to the whole process. But, you know, if we can get that cost down to make it affordable, to make fighting this disease affordable, I think more people can be a better statistic. And right now, the statistics aren't good. And so if we are going to be statistic-driven and data-driven, then we have to find the solutions, as you say, Stacey Ann. So, you know, our increased economic development is really important because we will have, it affects the jobs, it affects the important, the ability, people's ability to pay and lowering the costs. It affects every part of our lives when you are devastated with the diagnosis of cancer. And I have many friends that right now are fighting this fight, and you can't fight it for them, and you can pray for them. But, you know, here's my ability to, as I go into Congress and say, I want to fight for you. I want to have your loved ones remembered and honored. And we don't have enough of that, that strength and initiation.
And so. Representation.
Right.
What we need, again, it comes back down to the fact that we need representation in Congress that are going to work for us, not get up there and do their own thing.
That's right.
And give in to big pharma and influence of their money instead of the people that they're supposed to be serving.
Right. That's
they're
right.
Supposed to come to serve. You know, when you're elected, you're going to be elected to serve us, not us serve you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. Absolutely. I just made up a new word. But I'll tell you what, not only are you totally right on with that, it's about the people. And, you know, I sit with people like Barron does all day long, and you listen to these stories, and there's one right after the other. They're very common, and that's even hurtful, the fact that they are common and we haven't fixed this. So it's driving. But I'll tell you what, there are things we can do in Congress. With people like myself, we can really fight for the accountability. We can fight for bringing our manufacturing back from overseas, especially China. That should have happened a long time ago. We We need to bring our jobs back to the United States. We cannot provide generic medicines that are affordable if we don't bring those jobs back and require them to come back and not give that job sourcing away overseas. There's so many things federally that we can do to fight this.
I think that's a great part of the solution, too, is if we can get some good legislation, enforceable legislation, and elected leaders who really are ready to jump in. I think that's really good.
There's a phrase that some people have seen me using on social media, and it's actually a direct quote from President Lincoln, and I just thought of it because Amy was talking about Congress. During the Gettysburg Address, President Lincoln said, "Do not let them die in vain."
That's powerful. And we have something that we can do. We can go to the polls in November and elect Amy in the 5th District, who will represent and help fight Big Pharma and some of these strongholds.
That's right.
And I think people think that, well, it's the way it's always been. Well, do you like how that's working out? Do you like how that if someone gets a cancer diagnosis, that most likely they're going to lose everything they worked for on top of trying to stay alive and have a rebound in health and all of those things? It's emotionally destructive, it's financially destructive, and of course on the body, you know, and so it's important that we have this legislation that protects. And that's what an elected leader is supposed to do, right?
That's right. And it's we're overdue for new leadership. I know in my own race, and I'm very, very knowledgeable in the data, which I won't bore you with all the details, but I will tell you that the important thing is my opponent has taken over $1 million from Big Pharma, and he's a trust fund to the Pfizer family. So believe me, he's not fighting medical costs. You know, he'll initiate a bill here and there, and he'll say he's trying to work on it. But to be honest, we don't have that representation. And unfortunately, you're right. Politicians have sold out to the money in the Big Pharma, and I'm done with it. There's enough.
It's a conflict of interest.
That's right.
It's not in the interest of the people we're serving.
That's
right.
And
so it's time for a change. And as we get into this next segment and we go into break here, in the next segment, I want to talk about how people can join in and be a part of both of these movements that are going on right
and
now.
And people need to realize that Amy's tagline is so perfect. She is essential for everybody.
I love that. That is true.
That's true.
We're in that season of figuring out what's essential, right?
That's right. It's all about the people.
About the people. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this wonderful day. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, Reliable News Talk Radio. News that you can use on this fabulous day. We're having a fantastic conversation about kicking cancer and how we can make a difference in our communities. And I know you and I have been impacted by those who have battled cancer, contending with it now, lost loved ones to cancer. It is a relevant conversation. I know it's not an easy conversation to have, maybe not as joy-filled as others, but it certainly is so very important. And in the studio with me, I have Baron Robinson, the Kicking Cancer Guy and candidate for the 5th District Congressional race, Amy Courser, and she and Baron. How do you know Amy, Baron? Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, over the course of the last couple of years, I just went to lots of different networking things and kind of got my name out there. And, you know, if you're a new business, that's how you get your business out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was at an event, and I had already heard two of the three that were running for the Republican candidate. Amy was actually the third one that I had heard. And when I grabbed her literature, my eyes immediately went to the fact that she had plans to put controls over pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't seen that from the other two candidates. And so I reached out to her afterwards. I said, "Hey, can we sit down and have a copy?" And we both cried at that visit. Because cancer does affect all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I made a presentation one time, and I said, "How many of you in this room have been affected by cancer?"
Mm-hmm.
And every hand went up. And that was emotionally hard for me, so I've rephrased it now. I say, "How many of you have not?" And nobody's hand goes up. And that's even more impactful, but it's easy for me to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But it's just a big deal. And I met Amy and I go, we need, for us to do what we want to do, and now that you're on our board, for us what we want to do, we need someone back in D.C. that's our voice. And
so
I said, Amy, can we have some coffee? And this has just been a wonderful little friendship that we formed.
And so when you had the coffee, Amy, and you heard the mission and the vision of Kicking Cancer, you're like, yeah, makes sense. This lines up with what my vision is. Talk to me a little bit about that.
No, that's right. And honestly, we talk about the impact of cancer, but I'll tell you, there's very few people willing to put their money where their mouth is. And I love that about Barron and his direction and his passion of where he's going and what he wants to accomplish. And he's working every day, 24/7, to make it happen. And I have a huge amount of respect for Barron. I consider him a friend now. And I think so many of us, as we get to know him and their mission, that they will get behind him. And so I'm proud to be a part of that movement.
And my understanding, part of your campaign, and you are, I see you all over doing the best you can with the COVID shutdown, connecting with people, letting people know who you are. I understand that part of your campaign pledge, you have an announcement today.
I do, and I'm honored to make that with my friends here today with you. You know, so again, like I said, so many people don't put their money where their mouth is. It's really easy to make a statement or to talk. My grandma called it talking out one side of your mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us do that, especially in politics. I don't see myself as a politician. I see myself as a businesswoman, but I am a businesswoman with integrity, and my heart is in it. And so what I wanted to announce today, and I thought today would be the perfect timing, is that we've talked about the corruption and the deep money and the flow of politics and where that pharmaceutical money goes to in big pharma. And so I would like to publicly state that I am proud to say and make this pledge, I will not take money from PAC money from pharmaceuticals. And I will continue to fight the fight alongside with Barron and so many who are fighting that. That's strong, important fight. And I think being a person of integrity that will not say one thing and turn around and take the money on another hand, there's ways to fight this. And I think, I hope, and in my prayers that our strength will be stronger together, united, mm-hmm. to make this happen. And fortunately, money has always been politically motivated. And so I hope to remove that too and be a different kind of candidate. So.
Well, that's encouraging news. I'm encouraged. How about you, Aaron? That's fantastic. Yes. And so, Amy, as people follow you or get involved with your campaign, how do they find you?
So everything for me on social media is Amy for Oregon. Mm-hmm. And my website is amyfororegon.com. And my email is just about the same, amy@amyfororegon. And I answer all of my own calls unless I'm on the other line. But I return all my own calls. I don't have a big staff. I try to connect with everyone and take those conversations, the tough ones and the good ones. There's a lot to be discussed.
So friends, Amy needs our time, treasure, and talent. If you have volunteer time, if you can help support financially. For Bob's benefit, he's our listener that I met Saturday, a couple weeks ago at our information. He said, please give a phone number because not all of us are online. So what's the phone number for your office? And while you look that up, Barron, do you have some events coming up?
So we have this Saturday. Mm-hmm. This Saturday, make sure you're on Honky Tonks. Just there's no cost to you guys. The bands are donating their time. There's going to be a lineup of bands all day long. Some bands from all over the area, Newburgh, McMinnville, Woodburn, they're all coming because the lady's husband that passed away was a drummer in one of the bands.
Oh, fantastic.
And the bands are really close-knit around here. So that's this Saturday, and it's at Honky Tonks Bar and Grill.
Okay.
And a portion of your food, not alcohol, but your food and drink will be donated for the event. And then there's a silent auction going on, and Epic Fitness is doing a car wash, and it's just going to be a lot of fun.
And you have a golf something going on, too.
Yes. So some of you all know Jerry Steven. He lives in Kaiser, but he has a company called ProFund. And he takes on fundraising a little differently. Most people focus on the event, the golf tournament, the event. He focuses on the fundraising, and the event is a day of celebration.
Mm.
And since you're on our board now, we're hoping that you'll be part of this. But I'm going to go smash 100 golf balls at Top Golf.
Oh, fun.
November the 1st, we're going to go smash the golf balls. I have pledged myself $1 per ball. So I pledged myself $100. I've got skin in the game. So I'm just looking for anyone who wants to match my pledge. Maybe they can do more, whatever. And or if you want to join us, if you want to be involved in the fundraising as well, then you pledge yourself and then go find other people.
I love it.
And he has helped lots of groups. Salem Leadership Foundation here in town raised $125,000. This is our hopefully going to put our budget in place for next year.
And getting all set up for next year. How do they find out more about that or pledge you even?
You can go to kicking-cancer.org and there's actually a link at the top where you can get involved with
it. And what's your phone number for friends like Bob who want to call in and don't have online access? How do they get a hold of you that way?
You can call 541-961-3469.
Fantastic.
And that goes to mine. The other thing that I want to announce, and we're super excited about this, we're working alongside the Kaiser Chamber. The first Kicking Cancer Day will be September the 26th. There's a lot of details still coming out, but we're going to have a Kicking Cancer Day.
Fantastic.
Working with the Kaiser Chamber of
Commerce.
And
that's going to be where? Do you know yet?
So we don't know. There's a lot of details, and most of them are COVID-driven details.
Sure, yes.
We're hoping it'll be at River Rapids Park.
Okay. All right. And Amy, we were talking about your campaign getting involved. What's a phone number that they can call to get engaged?
Absolutely. 503-343-4740 is my direct line there. Comes into me. And then I want everybody to know that they can pledge me at Barron's event on November 1st. I'll go out and smash 100 golf balls, and I'd love to raise money for that cause. So I'm in.
I think we're...
Amy just joined my team.
I'm in too, and guess what? Let's see who can out-fundraise each other.
Oh, I love it!
We got a contest
going.
We're
going to have to make some reports on that.
This will be fun. Oh, we got a great team.
And anyone who has never been to Top Golf, it's more like bowling meets darts. It's not really golf. But this is the fun. The fun is to go hit 100 golf balls and just talk and have fun together. The key is about the fundraising.
Oh, and that's what it's all about. Building relationships, fighting a good cause, kicking cancer.
In the donkey.
And making sure that we show up in November and elect the right people that will actually serve with us to conquer some of these big issues that we're facing in our day-to-day lives. So glad to have you along. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day, Stacey. Let's do this again soon, okay?
You bet.
And do an update on this whole golf fundraising thing. That's fun. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this day and every day. Have a blessed day. Looking forward to hanging out with you. And guess what? Next few days, I'm going to be in Sturgis, South Dakota broadcasting. Be sure to tune in. Talk to you soon.